From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, a doctor explains ectopic pregnancy after Wendy Davis writes that she had one. And listen in for more Secrets of the Meyerson. Today, about its stellar acoustics. First, flight running late, searching for baggage, forget standing in line, send a tweet or Facebook message. A growing number of airlines are hiring social media first responders to help with customer relations, and Southwest Airlines has just joined the club. KERA's Lauren Silverman visited the new control center at Southwest's Dallas headquarters.
In a glass-enclosed command center, 9 Southwest employees are sitting in front of double monitors, furiously tweeting and Facebooking.
So, on average, we're receiving about 3,100 mentions of our company every single day across the social web.
Ashley Pettit is with Southwest. She points up to 8 large flat screens displaying the news, trending topics in the airline industry, photos and videos people have tagged with Southwest, and detailed flight data. That's what makes this social media command center stand out. It's directly connected to the real flight command center.
So any cities or locations that have severe weather, if there are any significant flight delays, we're able to see those as they happen. That allows us to be more proactive in responding to customers. So before they turn to Twitter or Facebook to ask us what's going on, we have all that information.
Social care representatives, yes, that's what they're called, say this technology makes it possible to solve problems without having to wait in line or on hold. Shannon Whitney says a few days ago, someone called in a complaint the old-fashioned way, only to find out
his 15-year-old son had already tweeted at us, and we had already filed a complaint, issued compensation, taken care of the whole thing. It was just in the process of being approved, and they were about to get the emails with the vouchers, and so that was kind of a fun interception that, you know, we're already on top of it.
These command centers are popping up everywhere.
Raji Thomas is founder of Sprinklr, which helps global companies manage social media.
Most airlines are finding social media channels to be a very cost-effective way to deal with customer service issues as well as marketing opportunities.
Major international airlines like KLM have more than 130 people on their social media team, dealing with complaints, comments, and compliments within an hour. And that's in addition to their call center. Shashank Nigam, CEO of strategy firm Simplifying, says not every airline has to hire so many social media mavens. New technology and GPS tracking could help streamline by prioritizing comments.
You know, if someone asks Southwest Airlines, hey, when are you starting a new flight to Bali? Now, that's not as relevant a question to be replied in real time as someone who's at a gate and says, I'm about to miss my flight. Can you please help me out?
And get this, social media can also help airlines identify who's an important, high-net-worth customer. Here's Raji Thomas.
And that's where the real magic happens, because you can quickly find out this is a high-net-worth customer for us. We have had 3 issues in the last 3 weeks, and now maybe I should just get permission from my manager to give her an upgrade on the fly and communicate that to ground personnel so that when she checks in, you know, she's just being told that you've been upgraded.
Right now, airlines are mostly using social media to issue faster apologies. And while getting a quick, sorry y'all, on Twitter is nice, the end goal is to spend less time asking forgiveness and more time building the brand. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Get a glimpse inside Southwest's social media control center at breakthroughs.kera.org. Wendy Davis, the Democratic candidate for governor, has her first book signing tonight in Fort Worth. In that memoir, she writes that she ended 2 pregnancies. One was what's known as an ectopic pregnancy. KERA Sam Baker gets an explanation from Dr. Ignacio Nunez, a gynecologist and surgeon at Texas Health Arlington.
An ectopic pregnancy is an abnormal pregnancy that, instead of growing inside of the womb or the uterus, instead is growing in the fallopian tubes.
Can babies ever survive an ectopic pregnancy?
No, not at all. In fact, it has to be dealt with. It has to be removed. It has to be treated in some fashion. You can't leave it there. Those ectopic pregnancies are non-viable from the beginning, and they're doomed. And if it's not taken care of, the woman can also die.
You can hear the complete conversation with Dr. Nunez tomorrow on Morning Edition. This week, KERA's Art and Seek is marking the 25th anniversary of Dallas's Meyerson Symphony Center with a behind-the-scenes look called Secrets of the Meyerson. The race to finish the building was tense, especially for acoustician Russell Johnson. KERA contributor Quinn Matthews chronicles Johnson's struggle with sound.
In September 1989, acoustician Russell Johnson looked worried. He was trying to hear the acoustics of the new hall he had designed, but the sound of noise was winning out over the sound of silence.
Quiet! Everybody! Please be quiet!
The Meyerson Symphony Center was far different from the Fair Park Hall it replaced. Instead of a fan-shaped auditorium seating 3,400, Johnson's design called for only 2,000, based on the great old halls of Europe.
Well, they usually seat anywhere between 1,100 and roughly 2,200 concert goers. Almost without exception, in the midsection of the room, they are parallel and rather narrow. They tend to be rather long and rather high. They almost always are constructed of very heavy masonry. And about 95% or more of the best-sounding rooms have plaster walls and plaster ceilings.
And in the case of the Meyerson, covered with wood. But there was one thing Johnson did that was different. He made adjustable halls.
There really is no such animal as excellent acoustics, which works for all of the symphonic literature.
So the Meyerson got adjustable reverberation chambers and a giant, movable 42-ton canopy hanging over the stage to vary the way sound decays.
Very, very little of the sound you hear in the audience is coming to you directly from the stage. And perhaps as in the average seat, perhaps as little as 15 to 20% of the sound energy is coming direct to you from the instruments. All the rest is coming by multiple reflection from the walls, the ledges, and the ceiling, and the canopy.
In 2004, 3 years before his death, I asked him how he would rank the Meyerson among his halls.
All these halls turn out somewhat different from each other. It's inevitable, and they all sound different, and therefore there's really no way to compare them or rank order them.
Are you pleased?
I'm never pleased. I was born not pleased.
For KERA News, I'm Quinn Matthews.
Our series continues tomorrow morning with a look at the future of classical music. You can make the Meyerson's reverb doors and the acoustic canopy move and learn about more about the building's sound on our interactive website, Secrets of the Meyerson. Visit artandseek.org/Meyerson. For the evening, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance for showers with a low around 75. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high around 97. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, below near 77. It's currently 92 degrees in Dallas, 93 in Fort Worth, 92 in Tyler, and 94 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.